Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
To a party at school for Penny. 3:30 Friday. Cake and ice cream will be served. Signed, Mrs. Henry Woods. Well, you might as well throw this one away, Mom.
Well, now, why wouldn't you want to go to a party at school for Penny Woods?
Well, in the first place, because she's a girl. In the second place, because Beaver says she's just about the creepiest girl in the whole school.
Oh, I think that's ridiculous. I wanted him to go because I think this is going to be a sweet little affair.
Okay, Mom, but I think this is going to be one of those sweet little affairs Dad's going to have to beat him into going to.
Let's get started on our history lesson for today. Mr. Whitney, would you begin by naming the first 10 presidents of the United States?
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler.
Very good, Whitey. Mr. Cleaver, suppose you name the next 10 presidents of the United States.
Polk Johnson?
I'm afraid you're not quite prepared, Mr. Cleaver. All right, Miss Woods, you seem very anxious to recite.
Yes, Mr. Blair. The second 10 presidents are Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, and Garfield.
Well, I must say, Miss Woods, that you were very well prepared.
Thank you, Mr. Blair. I plan to major in history when I go to Radcliffe.
Boy, what a dummy.
What did Mr. Blair say to you after class, B?
He said he was disappointed in me for letting him down.
Gee, you got off easy.
Then he said I had to write the names of the presidents 10 times each.
Boy, it sure doesn't pay to be stupid.
But I'm not stupid. I know all those presidents. Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, and Garfield.
Why didn't you say it in class?
Because of that goofy Penny. She put a hex on me with her creepy face. How can a guy remember presidents when he's looking at a zombie?
What did you say about my face?
I said it was creepy. And if you'd look at it once in a while, you'd know how creepy it is.
Yeah, well, you're a stupid little rat.
Yeah, well, you're a funny-looking goat.
Yeah, well, you're a goody hunk of nothing.
Boy, I wish you were a guy so I could sock you.
If I was a guy, you'd be as scared to sock me. Go ahead and sock her, Beef. I dare you. I dare you. I double dare you. She's asking for it, Beef. Well, what are you waiting for? You're not only chicken, you're as yellow as a skunk.
Good night, Mr. Blair.
Good night, boys.
Good night, Mr. Blair.
Want me to come in early tomorrow or sharpen the pencils or anything, Mr. Blair?
That won't be necessary.
Yeah. It's too bad she's not your sister.
Boy, are you kidding?
No, you can't hit a girl, but you can hit your sister all you want.
Hi, I didn't hear you come in. What'd you do, skate home?
I found him in the driveway. Where's Beaver?
I don't know. I've been waiting for him to get here.
For 2 days, they've been sitting out there.
Well, dear, why didn't you just leave them and tell him about them when he got home?
Oh, it was easier to pick him up. Sometimes these lectures are more unpleasant for me than they are for him.
I gather you didn't have a very good day at the office.
No. No, I had lunch with Fred Rutherford, and his boy Lumpy's school problems just about ruined my day.
Then why do you keep taking Fred to lunch?
Well, this month I lost the office pool.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Beaver, where have you been?
Oh, well, Whitey and I were walking home from school, and we stopped to watch some guys change a billboard on Grand Avenue.
Say, that is quite an occasion.
Yeah, they only had half a lady up there, and we wanted to wait and see how she came out.
Well, Beaver, you try to get home from school earlier, and don't leave your skates in the driveway.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Beaver, this came for you today.
I'm not going.
But, Beaver, if Penny's mother was nice enough to ask you, you can't be mean enough not to go.
Sure I can, Mom. Penny's a zombie.
Now, Beaver, I don't think that's any way to talk about one of your classmates.
Gee, Dad, she's really a horrible girl. And on top of that, she's smart.
Beaver, that's no way to talk.
Boy, Mom, you ought to see her. If her face was on television, parents wouldn't let little kids watch it. I'd rather croak than go to her old party.
What do we do about something like this?
Well, there's not much we can do. I think he's old enough to make his own decisions in matters like this.
But it's a written invitation. They're going to want to know why he didn't go.
Well, I'll admit, it's awkward being a child. Of course, if you're an adult and you don't want to go somewhere, you can always get out of it by, saying, we're going to be out of town that week, or, I'm sorry, Harvey has to work that night. But if you're a kid, you're just stuck with the awful truth. I'm not going because I don't want to.
Well, I sent out all the invitations to your party, Penny. See if I left anyone out.
Mother! How can you do this to me? My whole party is ruined!
How is your whole party ruined?
You invited that awful, horrible Beaver Cleaver.
Why, Penny, what's wrong with Theodore Cleaver?
What's wrong with him? He's a grubby little boy. That's what's wrong with him. And today in school he said I had a creepy face. And besides that, he doesn't even know his president.
Now, Penny, you said you wanted a farewell party for your class before we moved away from Mayfield. So I sent invitations to everybody. There's nothing we can do about it now.
Well, all right, Mother. But I just hope everyone doesn't remember me as the girl who got sick at her own party.
Oh, hello, Whitey. Come on in.
Hi, Mrs. Cleaver. I came over to see Beaver, unless his father's yelling at him or something.
No, he's right here in the living room.
Beaver, Whitey's here to see you.
Oh, hi, Whitey. Hi, Beaver. Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Whitey. How's your father?
I don't know, sir. The way he looked when he came home tonight, I was afraid to ask him.
Oh.
If you boys want to talk, you can go up in Beaver's room.
No, I don't want to talk. I just wanted to ask Beaver if he's going to Penny's party.
No, I'm not going.
You aren't going either, are you, Wade?
Yeah, I'm going. My mom's making me.
Well, I'm still not going.
I wasn't going, but my mom talked to Penny's mom, and Penny and her family are moving far away to another city. So I gotta go and bring a present even.
She couldn't move far enough away from me.
Excuse me, Whitey. Did you say Penny was moving away?
Yeah, it's on account of her father's job. My dad said he either got promoted or fired.
Well, I didn't realize that this was a farewell party.
Are you and Mr. Cleaver gonna make Beaver go, Mrs. Cleaver?
Well, now, I think that's something that his father and I are gonna have to talk over with Beaver in private.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll get out of your way and everything. I just dropped in for a minute. Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver. Goodbye, Mr. Cleaver.
Goodbye, Whitey.
Goodbye, Whitey.
Well, so long, Whitey.
So long, Beaver. See you at Penny's party.
Whitey, I told you I'm not going.
Your mom said they wanted to talk it over in private, didn't she?
Yeah.
Then don't worry, you're going. Just like in my house. You don't want to hit in front of me.
Beaver, would you come in here a minute?
Yes, Dad. Well, at least I can bring a crummy present.
Gee, Beaver, did Mom and Dad both gang up on you about going to Penny's party?
Yeah. Well, Mom said we had to discuss it on account it was a farewell party. Well, and then she started dragging in all that stuff about me being polite and not hurting Penny's feelings. And then Dad started discussing it. And the next thing I knew, they discussed me right into going.
Yeah, I know how it is. When they start dragging manners and politeness into it, you might as well give up.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wally, when they first told me I had to go to Penny's party, I was really mad. But now that they did, I'm kind of glad.
Glad? Well, you're always telling me how Penny is a rat and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I've been thinking about it. And now that I'm never going to see her again after the party on Friday, well, I feel kind of funny.
What do you mean, funny?
Well, it's sort of like when my warts went away. I didn't think I was going to miss them, but I did.
Boy, Beaver.
Well, gee, Wally. Penny's been calling me creepy and stupid ever since we were little kids. And now she's not going to be around to bother me anymore. I'm going to sort of miss her.
You know what I think, Beaver?
What, Wally?
I think you don't want Penny to move away on account of you kind of like her.
Do you really?
Oh, sure. Now, I'm no psychiatrist or anything, but I've seen enough of those Cary Grant movies to know how it works. Now, when he starts out yelling at Doris Day, you always know he's going to end up hugging her.
Boy, Wally. This has really turned into a horrible mess, hasn't it?
Sure, but if you're going to start getting mixed up with girls, you better get used to horrible messes.
Mother, are you sure you sent an invitation to that awful Beaver Cleaver?
You know I did, Penny. Now, I don't like your attitude at all.
I don't suppose there's any way to keep him from coming. Unless he broke his leg at recess or something and couldn't come. Well, at least after Friday, I won't have to see him again for the rest of my life.
Penny, when I was your age, I talked the same way about a boy I knew. I told my parents and all my friends he was the silliest, most annoying person I'd ever met. And you know why I did that, dear?
Why?
So they wouldn't know I really liked him.
Oh, Mother, that's terrible.
Oh, I don't think it's so terrible. That boy is your father.
Penny! Well, Penny, I think it was a lovely farewell party. And you received a lot of nice presents, didn't you?
Yes, Mr. Blair. And thank you for the beautiful, expensive fountain pen. I'm going to save it and use it when I go to Radcliffe.
Well, before we break up, do you want to say anything to your classmates?
Well, last night, my mother and I wrote a poem.
Well, I'm sure we would all like to hear it. Wouldn't we, class?
Oh,
not me, boy.
I think we're all going to hear it, Mr. Whitney.
Farewell to Grant Avenue Elementary School, where our teachers taught us the golden rule. Parting from my classmates dear brings to my eye a tender tear. When I move away to other places, I'll never forget your smiling faces.
I think she's some kind of a nut. She can't help it. She's a girl.
Bye.
Well, Penny, you have quite a lot to carry. Can you get home all right?
Oh, yes, Mr. Blair. My mother's picking me up in front of school in our new car.
Well, maybe someone will stay and give you a hand. How about you, Mr. Cleaver?
Yeah, well, I guess I could.
Well, goodbye, Penny. I hope you write to us.
Oh, yes, Mr. Blair. You don't have to help me if you don't want to, Beaver.
Well, I said I would, then I will. Where are you moving to, Penny?
Bellport.
Oh, I got an aunt that lives there. If you ever meet her, it's all right to tell you know me.
Here, you can have this if you want it, Beaver.
You mean you're giving it to me?
I'd sort of look dumb in Bellport with a pencil box that says Grand Avenue School on it.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Penny. Beaver. That's funny. We both said the same thing together.
Yeah, well, that happened with me and my brother once. We both hiccuped at the same time. Of course, we've both been drinking root beer.
I guess some people would call it fate, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know much about that kind of stuff. But thanks anyways for the pencil box.
Oh, that's okay, Beaver.
Penny, on account of you moving away, I'd sort of like to tell you something. You won't get sore, will you?
How do I know, unless I know what you're going to say?
Well, I'm kind of sorry about what I said yesterday. Well, about you having a creepy face and everything.
Oh, are you, Beaver?
Well, yeah. Your face isn't any creepier than any of the other girls in our class.
I guess I shouldn't have called you a big, stupid dummy either.
Well, I get used to that kind of stuff. You know how it is.
Goodbye, Beaver.
Yeah. Goodbye, Penny.
You know, I'm going to sort of miss you, Beaver.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sort of miss you, too.
You mean you like me, Beaver?
Well, I didn't say that. It's probably just like getting used to you, that's all.
Beaver, do you know you're sort of cute?
Well, I don't know much about that. I don't look at myself much.
Do you think I'm cute, Beaver?
Well, Gee, I wouldn't say that to any girl. But as long as you're leaving for good, I guess I am going to miss you.
A little or a lot?
A lot. Well, now let's get this jug out of here before somebody comes in here and catches me being nice to you.
Thank you, Wally. Now we can have a fire tonight.
Oh, that's okay, Ma. What's this big deal about a fire?
Nothing. Your father and I just think it gives a nice, warm, romantic glow to the living room.
Oh, I thought maybe it was because Dad's feet got cold or something.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Beav.
How'd the party go at school today, Beaver?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. They had a cake shaped just like our schoolhouse, and me and Whitey ate the roof off it.
Hey, what's that in your pocket?
Grand Avenue.
Just a pencil box. Penny gave it to me.
Oh, well, that was nice. She gave all her classmates pencil boxes?
No, I think she just gave me one. She had it left over.
Oh.
Well, I'd better go upstairs and change into my dirty clothes.
Wally, you know, I have an idea. Beaver likes Penny.
Likes her? Why, he's flipped over. Well, at least as much as a kid his age can flip.
No, isn't that the cutest thing?
Yeah, but I wouldn't tell him that. He's liable to go ape on you or something.
Wally, I don't like you using words like flip an ape.
I'm sorry, Mom. I keep forgetting you're not a kid.
What, isn't it cute? Now that Penny's moving away, Beaver actually likes her.
Well, I wouldn't get carried away, dear. I don't think a pencil box is exactly a symbol of eternal romance.
Oh, I didn't say that. I was just so surprised that Beaver would even look at a girl.
Oh, I don't know. When I was about Beaver's age, I had quite a crush on a girl named Eleanor Kristoff. I think the big attraction was the fact that her father owned a paint store.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. To this day, I can't open a can of turpentine without thinking of Eleanor.
Well, you're in quite a romantic mood tonight, aren't you?
Well, you know how a lighted fire affects me. Hello? Oh, hello, Whitey. Yes, Beaver's home.
Yes, sir. Can I speak to you my way, please? Because my father only lets me use the phone for 3 minutes.
Certainly, Whitey. Beaver!
Yes, Dad?
Telephone.
Who is it, Dad?
Well, you come down here and find out who it is.
Hello? Oh, hi, Whitey. This is me. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new. You know what that zombie Penny is going to do to us?
What?
She's not going to move.
Sure she's going to move. She's moving to Bellport and everything.
No, she's not. Angela Valentine told me that after the party, Penny made a big fuss at home, and her parents are letting her live here with her grandparents till the end of school. Some dirty trick, huh, Beave?
Yeah, I'll say. Thanks a lot. I'll see you, Whitey.
Beaver? Was that about Penny? Isn't she moving away?
Uh-uh, Mom. She's going to stay here and live with her grandmother.
Well, now, isn't that nice?
Oh, sure, Mom. That's real nice. That's about as nice as falling off a cliff or something.
What, I don't understand it. This afternoon, he was so happy with Penny. Well, he came home with her pencil box and everything.
Well, dear, he's dealing with the opposite sex now. We can expect a certain amount of inconsistent, idiotic behavior.
Boy, what a jiff.
What's the matter with you?
That Penny Woods isn't moving to Bellport. She's staying here.
Well, heck, if you like her, what are you moaning about?
I was just thinking about having to go to school money and sit next to her.
What's the matter with that? You've been sitting next to her for half your life.
Yeah, but it'll be different now on account of what happened at the party.
What did you do, throw food at her or something?
Worse than that. A million times worse than that. I told her I liked her.
Boy, Beaver, what did you go and do a goofy thing like that for?
Well, I was full of ice cream and cake, and she did give me her pencil box,
and said I was cute, and then I said I might miss her, and the next thing I know, I was telling her I liked her. Boy, Wally, I wish I was dead and everything.
Well, look, Beaver, you're not the only guy that's ever told a girl he liked her. The world's full of guys that tell girls they like them.
Sure, but then I have to go and sit next to them in school. Hey, Wally, you don't think she'll blab it all over the place what I said to her?
Well, sure, she's gonna blab it all over. She's a girl, isn't she?
Oh. Ward, before Beaver left for school this morning, I caught him making faces at himself in the hall mirror. Why would he do a thing like that?
Well, why didn't you ask him?
Well, I did. He said he was practicing. Then he asked me if I knew any good names to call somebody, and he left with a big scowl on his face.
Well, dear, drawing on my personal experience in sixth grade affairs of the heart, I'd say the Beaver's pencil box romance has gone sour.
Boy, Penny, I thought you'd never get here.
Oh, hi, Beaver. Did you hear about me not moving away?
Yeah, I heard about you not moving away, and I want to talk to you about something.
What is it, Beaver?
Well, you know all that goofy stuff I told you after the party on Friday?
You mean about liking me and everything?
Yeah, that's the goofy junk. Well, I really didn't mean it.
Oh, you didn't? Well, I didn't mean anything I said either, you creepy little rat.
Well, I didn't mean it any more than you didn't mean it, you funny-looking spook.
Oh, you stupid little goof. Give me back my pencil box.
You really told her off, huh, Beav?
Yeah, Wally. It was really neat. I called her a spook, and she called me a creepy little rat.
Hey, that's pretty good. Were any of the guys there to hear it?
No, that was the only bad part. They were all in class. Hey, Wally, what do you suppose ever made me tell her I liked her?
Well, probably for a few minutes there, you really did like her.
Gee, don't say that, Wally. I just began to feel good again.
Howard Morris rocks Mayberry in his fifth and final appearance as Ernest T. Bass, and Bernard Fox completes his hat trick of episodes as Malcolm Merriweather, a potent combination next in episode 174, here in TV Land.